You get another piece of pussy of equal or lesser value for only a penny. Try and be pussy for a penny. If you can find cheaper pussy anywhere, fuck it.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got tired of packing and unpacking. From town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, right here tonight, the man who's mad as hell and he's not going to take it anymore, live 42nd Street, Pete.
Yeah, well, fuck this shit. That's all I got to say tonight. And I will reiterate, but I do have a guest for tonight. My good buddy Ed Demko is with us to add to the fucking mayhem that I'm going to create tonight. So say hi to Ed. Or say hi, Ed.
Hello, Ed, folks. It's all kitten and puppies tonight.
Yeah, it's all tits and puppies. But I guess I should start from the beginning of this fucking sorry-ass fucking story. And this got so fucking bad with people emailing me about certain people that I called my fucking attorney because I don't know what these assholes are capable of because they're all out of fucking New York and shit. But he advised me that maybe I shouldn't fucking name names. Well, we'll see how that goes. But I'm going to tell you what started this shit. I get an email from another guy who said, and Todd will remember this. Remember a guy named Casey Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, that was what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, that was a while back.
Yeah, he fucked with me about a copyright issue on a film called Dear Pam and threw me under the bus with Roberta Finley, and he was completely wrong. We were in the right, and I proceeded to verbally ass-rape him on Night Watch Show. Well, at that time, I was the darling of certain websites because I was the only one with the balls to fucking out him in public, and that meant AV Maniacs, that meant fucking Synapse, that meant a laundry list of people who this asshole fucked with. So now, yesterday, I get an email from someone I don't know about he was turned on to me by one of the guys who originally was involved in this mess from AV Maniacs, who said I could tell him all he wanted to know about Casey Scott. Well, I went back to him and I said, you know something? Anything I said was between me and him, and that was 3 fucking years ago, so why are we rehashing this? Because he's fucking with me. Well, he's also living in New York now. According to his Facebook page, he's a fucking student at NYU. He's studying film in New York, and he just posts. Now, you got to be pretty fucking stupid to do something like this, and I got no beefs about anybody's sexual orientation, but he posts he's a cub roaming around in New York. Well, if you're into the gay parlance of cubs and bears, a cub is a young guy who likes to get fucked in the ass by older, hairy guys. So be that being said, that's what he's into, fine. Don't knock what anybody's into, but, you know, an asshole's an asshole by any other words. So I immediately contacted the person who put this other person in contact with me and ripped him an asshole and said, why are you doing this? And it was like, well, you know, we had your back, this and that, and the other thing. Let me reiterate. I had a problem with this guy. You had a problem with this guy. I contacted you. You gave me other people to contact. I built my case up there and even had notes when I read it. So, yeah, okay, you guys are all for me, but I'm the guy who did the fucking dirty work as usual. Now, segue to another fucking email I get from somebody I don't know who's asking me all kinds of questions about this one, that one, and the other one. Well, right after that conversation, we're best friends, and I'm supplying this guy with 35mm prints, and we're screening these things in New York. Let me be perfectly fucking clear, and I hope everybody in New York and everybody who started this fucking nonsense with me is listening. I want nothing to do with fucking New York City and that whole scene. I have business associates that are still in that area. I don't have any, quote, friends in that area. No friends, period. I want nothing to do with New York. I want nothing to do with the fucking, quote, film scene there. It's a fucking pile of fucking douchebags that All you guys hate each other, but I'm willing to bet if you put 70 of you in a fucking room for an hour, you'd wind up blowing each other. Okay? That's my take on this shit. None of you cocksuckers get along, and you pull all this shit on the internet, but when it comes time to fucking man up, I seem to be the only motherfucker that's willing to stand up and say something. And yeah, I said I wasn't going to mention any names, and I'll fucking keep with that fucking thing, because people are so motherfucking sensitive. But anybody listening, you know who the fuck I'm talking about. Somebody's name rhymes with autism. Maybe he has autism, but you got to have autism to fuck with me with this shit, because I'm not putting up with it. Like I said, I want nothing to do with anybody there. You've done nothing for me. You haven't supported me. You've done shit for me. I got associates down there, and that's it. So everybody in New York, unless you fucking hear it out of my fucking mouth, I'm not doing anything with anybody, and when I'm doing something with anybody, you'll hear it right here on the Grindhouse on Jackalope 105 FM, or you'll hear it, or I'll put it on fucking Facebook. But I am not involved with anybody in any way, shape, or form as far as screenings or any other fucking bullshit in New York. So now I hope we got that out of the way, because obviously some of these people scare the piss out of other people. And a lot of these other people, again, I'm not going to mention names because there's a fucking laundry list of people that certain people have fucked with that don't want their names mentioned because they're afraid of rehashing this whole thing all over again. Well, you know something? Like I said, I'm not mentioning a fucking name. You want to call in? What's the number, Todd?
Well, the number is 310-928-7857. Operators are standing by.
So if you want to call in and fucking hash this out with me, or you think I'm going too far, or you think I'm a fucking liar, call me the fuck out. I rest my fucking case. I'm sick of that shit. And Ed and I have talked about this. Yeah, we've talked about this too, because you've had fucking issues with certain people too. You know?
Yeah, you know what the sad thing is? There's a lot of people who do this stuff because they love it. You know what I mean? And you can tell with those people within 5 minutes of meeting them or talking to them that they actually care about this shit. And then you can tell these other people that you can tell don't give a fuck about it. They just want to get their name out there, or they think they're going to make a shitload of money from this stuff, or they want to ride other people's coattails, or so on and so on. But the fact of the matter is, like, you know, we were talking about earlier too, Pete, how many fucking houses did you buy this year?
Oh, yeah, I bought like 6 or 7 houses. That's another thing too, yeah. Because that certain website that I brought up, and I'll say it, it was AV Maniacs. There was a 78 fucking page thread about torrent sites and how they were fucking me. And I didn't back off one iota. As a matter of fact, one guy actually had the balls to call me out and said that I could suck his balls. And then somebody else said, well, why don't you say that to his face? And I said, well, yeah, you know, you say it to my face. I'll be at the Holland at a certain fucking time, and I'll be there till midnight. And I sat in the fucking window, and nobody showed up. So all you internet fucking cocksuckers with your internet muscles, go fuck yourself. Because you know something? I will be coming back to New York in the spring. And if anybody's got an issue with me, please email me before I leave, because I'll be more than happy to meet you one-on-one in a fucking alley if I have to, on fucking 9th Avenue. And I'm saying this because I'm not a tough guy, but I'm fucking sick to death of this shit about people who fucking like to run their mouths and run down other people and shit like that. I say what I say in public. I'm saying it right here. So there. And if you want me to fucking throw your name out there, fuck with me and I will. I'm being nice now because certain people were really fucking upset because they got a whole bunch of weird fucking phone calls from this one person screaming and yelling and shit that I'm wrong and this and that. And this person blew my fucking phone off the hook till I sent him an email saying, enough's enough. I want nothing to do with you. Within 24 hours, I found out what an asshole you really are. And I got 30 or 40 people that'll probably back me up on it. So that's the way it is. But on to something else. You know, we can rant and rave all we want, but I want to wish my old buddy Abdullah the Butcher a happy birthday. He turned 71 Monday, and he's still working.
Yeah, and he's been wrestling for, what, 69 of those years?
Holy fuck, yeah, you'd think so. I mean, I've seen pictures. I've seen pictures of him when he was skinny. I swear to God, there's actually pictures of him when he was skinny.
Oh, man. Talk about a guy that's an institution in the wrestling business.
I got a soft spot for him because he beat me up once. We actually ran an angle at one of the conventions. I had no fucking clue what I was getting into, but I was third in line after he put one guy through a table and threw one guy across the room and was standing there holding a handful of his hair. And then he came toward me, and I'm like, all right, just fucking hit me and I'll fall. And that's what I did. And I never want to see that footage ever.
That is awesome.
Like I said, first and only wrestling foray.
No, I've done other dumb shit too, but, you know. Well, time for a bong hit.
It's almost like a drinking game with Pete, only not so much.
Yeah, it's always drinking is fun, smoking's fun, everything's just fucking fun. You know, I got a call on my cell phone here. It's a New York number.
Really?
You can't call on a fucking number we just gave out. Let me see what this is all about. Hello? Sir, I can't hear what the fuck you're saying. Let me put you on speaker. I'm going to put you on speaker.
Fuck off! Get out of it, you wankers! Go on, you garlic fucking garlic bread!
Sir!
Piss off! Get in here and say that, man!
Sir!
Come on!
Calm down. What's your problem?
You fucking pig! We'll pin you, bastard! All over your fucking nose!
Oh, enough, enough. What the fuck's your problem? What's your problem? That's it. Jesus Christ. What the fuck was that all about? Was from New York. It was a New York number. I don't know what the fuck. The guy starts screaming and yelling and shit. I guess I got under his skin.
Yeah, it didn't take much. Well, the number is 310-928-7857.
The number he called from was a 212 fucking number.
That's crazy.
Part of Manhattan. Holy shit. Did I detect sort of an accent with this guy, too?
That's crazy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. How the fuck did he get my cell phone number?
That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know. This whole thing's very strange. Everything's strange.
It's weirder by the moment here, Pete.
I know. So, you're looking forward to Wasteland in, God, what, 2 months?
Yeah, hopefully. Trying to make my way there is going to be a little rough this time, but I'm going to do my damnedest to get there because, you know, you don't miss a Wasteland.
Yeah, I heard you had an apartment fire.
Yeah, it's, you know, if we're going to rant about people for a minute, like, one of my favorite kind of people in the world's a drunk asshole who runs into the gas line in my apartment. So fuck that dude. I hope he gets AIDS of the testicles real soon.
Jeez.
Yeah, it sucked. But you can't miss a Wasteland.
No, I'm pretty much willing to sell body parts to get there at this point.
As long as you don't sell Shauna, you'd piss her off.
Pete, we have a call.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Who's on this line?
Who's on the line?
Hey, what's up? It's Rob.
Holy hey, Rob. Shit, it's Rob. I thought you were the same guy who was going to fucking curse me out that just called on my cell phone. Yeah, you missed it. Some guy just called up and fucking cursed for like 2 minutes straight at me. I guess I successfully fucking... Well, you just tuned in too late to hear. I just went off on them fucking people that we were discussing... one of who is saying very disparaging things about you now, so what the fuck? So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ed and I were just talking about the Road to Wasteland. I hear you're not going to be there either now. What's fucking going on with that?
Well, my parents are going to Japan. I have to take care of the house.
Well, if your parents are going to Japan, they're not going to know that you're not fucking home taking care of the house, aren't they?
Well, I have to get drove to the airport. I have to get my plane ticket. My parents usually take care of that, Pete, in the hotel and all that stuff.
Take a cab. Seize the moment.
Why
are they going to Japan? It's all radioactive over there and shit.
They like to go to Tokyo, that stuff. They want to go there and see what it's like. And I don't know. That's them. Jeez. They have a place in Aruba. They have a place in Florida. And so I'm basically just going to have to chill out here. And I mean, I'll be there in October.
Yeah, but the world's supposed to end in October. What if you miss it?
The world's supposed to end in October?
Yeah, October 21st, remember?
Well, the Wasteland's before then, Pete.
Yeah, but I know, but what if they're wrong?
Well, damn.
I know. I shouldn't blow up shit like that. So you're
I
not going to
make... I will tell you one thing. Speaking of Wasteland and speaking of conventions, guess who's going to be at that convention in St. Louis?
Who?
Ron Jeremy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Actually, the promoter contacted me about me coming in to do that, too.
I'll see you there. We can hang out.
We haven't finalize anything yet, because I don't know how I'm going to fucking get there, because I can't drive that far. And then he said something about hooking up with Joel Robinson, but then I don't know if Joel can drive that far sober. So it's another problem. We're going to have Sika at Wasteland, and you know what a honey she is.
Of course. And yeah. Sika's also going to be there at, you know, in St. Louis. She's presenting Ron Jeremy.
Presenting him with what?
I don't know. It just says Sika presents Ron Jeremy.
What's she going to do, walk him around by his cock?
You never know. You never know. Uh-huh. It just says Sika presents Ron Jeremy, and the guy, one of the guys from Evil Dead 2 is going to be there, and the guy from The Road Warrior was Vernon Wells.
Wells is going to be there. I love Vernon. Vernon's great.
Vernon's going to be there, and the kid who played Eddie Munster is going to be there. It's going to be, and the lady who was in the Munsters is going to be there.
Oh, God, Butch Patrick's going to be there.
Yep. Is he a good guy?
I don't know. I don't want to say nothing on the air about that. But you know, he was at the very. I think it was. It might have been the second Chiller.
Yeah.
And he was all fucked up there. But that was back in the 90s. Maybe he straightened out. Yeah. Something about snorting coke and puking in the sink or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. That was one of those things where they weren't supposed to charge for autographs back then. And he got caught charging, so they sent me down, and I sat next to him. He goes, "Hi, I'm Butch." I go, "Hi, I'm Pete, and you're sort of fucked, aren't you now?" He didn't know what to do. So.
Yep. Yeah, he that's all they have so far. Ron Jeremy's going to be there. I heard that Ron Jeremy, you have to pay $30 to get your picture taken with him.
I wouldn't pay 30 cents to get my picture taken with him.
Really? And it's another $10 to get an autograph of his dick.
Yeah, he'll take his dick, dip it in a fucking ink pad, and hit you on the forehead with it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know something? When I was running the shows in the Pioneer, we approached him about coming in. He wanted $5,000 to walk around the block.
So, what? What?
Yeah. I told his agent, I go, "I don't even draw enough people to fucking cover that." And I said, "We only want him for 20 minutes to come in, say hi, and whatever." But no, so hey, it's I don't know. I got to give him this. He's still around, you know.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He despises John Holmes.
He said that.
Yeah, he said that on. He said that on this DVD I got called "Wad," the story of John Holmes.
Yeah. Why does he despise John Holmes?
Because he did it. Because John Holmes had AIDS and he was still doing porn.
Yeah, well, a lot of people had AIDS and were still doing porn and knew about it too. Ron looks like he's suffering from terminal Krebs.
You never know.
Fuck.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just.
He did a Chiller one time. His whole fucking angle was he was running upstairs and fucking these chicks two at a time.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I know that's all he wants to do. I mean, you know, that's it. You know, I did a gig down at when they first had that fucking Sexpo down in whatever it was, the one that got kicked out of Sea Caucus and went up in Edison down in Jersey. He was billed as a guest. He didn't show up till 8 o'clock Saturday night when the place was ready to close. People were down there; they were fucking pissed. So,
jeez.
Yeah, well, you told me Sika was a fucking cunt anyway, didn't you?
Yeah, she is. She is. I'm gonna avoid her this time. I already got my picture taken with her, which cost me $25, and signatures on two tapes that cost me $25, and so I just left it at that. I'm gonna avoid her.
Yeah, I heard she's mercenary. Well, you know, I'm not doing a panel with her either.
I don't blame you.
Well, it wasn't that. I just thought, how could I possibly go an hour with her? I mean, even talking. I mean, I could fuck her for an hour back in the day, you know?
She doesn't look that good anymore, Pete.
Well, I don't look that good anymore either. That's beside the point. I'm saying back in the day. But, like, I was talking to Ken, and I go, you know, I don't know what to do with her. And he goes, "What do you mean?" I says, "Well, you know, we had Carter. He was a controversial figure. We had Jamie. Of course, he was controversial. We had Ginger Lynn, who was a fucking doll, and she was controversial. I mean, if we had Vanessa, you know, she would have been a doll and controversial. But, you know, I can only think of three things to ask Sika. How did it feel to take John Holmes's cock up your ass? How was it to almost punch out Val Kilmer at Chiller when he insulted you? And how was it to almost fuck Sam Kinison until he dropped acid and thought your pussy was the center of the universe and couldn't get it up? That's all I got. So how do I stretch that into an hour of entertainment for everyone?
I wonder who Ken's going to invite in October, or what porno star we can you know, maybe will be better for the panel, you know?
Well,
I mean,
Michelle Bauer is supposed to be there in October, and I don't know if she's willing to talk about some of the stuff. She might at this stage of the game.
Who's Michelle Bauer?
She was in Cafe Flesh. Pia Snow, she used
to be.
Oh,
yeah.
She only did three films, but, you know, before she became a scream queen, and she's one of the original three. She had done a lot of bondage shoots and a lot of bondage videos and loops and stuff. You know, nothing hardcore. She only did Cafe Flesh, Bad Girls, and one other film that was hardcore. And, you know, I don't know. But I met her years ago. She was always cool to hang out with. We just lost touch. Plus, she was a mom and everything, you know, then too. So,
I gave you a Cafe Flesh poster.
Yeah, I need
signed by her.
Yeah, I should have. I don't know. I got a bunch of shit signed by her. You know, I didn't even give a shit about the porn. She was just like cool to hang out with. I mean, we used to, you know, we used to get drunker than shit and party and everything. Yeah, she was just a great girl, great person to hang out with. I'm looking forward to seeing her again.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be really cool. I mean, you said that she's a scream queen. What horror has she starred in? Do you know?
Nightmare Sisters, Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers, Demonoid.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of stuff.
I love Hollywood Michelle Bauer. Just have to put that in here. She's a sweetheart.
You ever meet her?
Yeah. Never.
Michelle Bauer.
Did you ever meet her?
What'd you say?
I said, did you ever meet her?
Oh, yeah, I did.
M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T, you know? Yeah. Yeah. So
she was a good pal of Dave's and Fred's.
Oh, yeah, we were trying... Ken was thinking of trying to get Dave out, too.
Oh, dude, I would love that. That would be wonderful. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, your history of no-showing fucking Cinema Wasteland is legendary, so I'm not going to hold my fucking breath.
Dave who?
Dakota.
Dakota.
Yeah, Creepazoids. He did a bunch of. He's not
babes?
As good as Fred Olen Ray. He's done a bunch of, you know, B stuff too.
Sorority Babes in the Slimeball Bolorama.
That was a good
classic.
One.
Yeah. Linnea Quigley in the Gimp, whatever they think.
The Gimp. That was Pulp Fiction. Bring out.
Yeah,
the Gimp.
Yeah.
No, but all right, it's the imp. It's the imp that was in that trophy, broke out of there, and he was like...
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's... Very I don't cool. know if that's out of... Yeah, I think it is out on DVD. I think I actually picked that up. Yeah,
but you... I mean, Pete, you can come down to St. Louis. I mean, when I was there last Friday... I mean, there that Friday, when it first... People were only there for the Boondock Saints people. They didn't care about anybody else.
Oh, God. My oxygen tank broke. Hey, do you want to take a ride to Missouri?
Missouri.
You can be my agent. You can be my agent.
Hang with hell.
Yeah. You cut in for, like, some kind of a percentage. You know?
I work cheap.
Yeah,
we'll probably... be at the Renaissance Hotel by the airport. So, I mean...
I'll have to figure this out. Maybe I could con him at the... Maybe I could be like one of those guys that has an entourage of like 30 people, you know? We'll bring Ed.
Yeah,
we'll bring Jason. We'll bring Jason and nobody will know Jason is there because Jason will never say anything the whole time he's there.
We just got like... We have to get like a creepy fucking van or something with a bunch of seats in it, you know?
Yeah, and some drunk to drive it, you know?
I'm sure we know enough of those.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, CinemaWasteland.com, Ken sends his apologies. He was going to be here tonight, but he went to one of his best friend's 50th birthday party, so, you know, he's here in spirit. He's probably...
He had a black tie affair this evening.
He what?
He had a black tie affair this evening.
I don't think you could find a black tie to fit around his neck. I can't see Ken in any kind of fucking suit whatsoever for some reason.
Neither can I.
I mean, sure. I have my court suit, but I haven't been to court in so many years, it probably doesn't fit, and it's probably so out of style.
I have one of those, too. That's my court slash wedding slash funeral.
Yeah, everybody has that shitty fucking suit you bought for like $100 7 years ago, you know? Because we just don't do fucking suits.
Yeah. What the fuck for, you know? Trust me, if I had a need for suits, I doubt I'd be bitching on your show right now.
Yeah.
No offense. Yeah. I doubt you'd want to have me.
What? In a suit?
No, on the show, if I was a suit guy. Really think I'd be that interesting to be on here to talk about, like, fucking insurance or something?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Ed Denko from Prudential, and you want to be a buy a piece of the rock.
Well, do you think Ken would ever invite Gregory Dark or the head guy from VCA Pictures, who owns VCA?
I don't even know what Russ is doing anymore. Maybe we should get Larry Flint. There'd be a local hero. Ohio boy made good.
Yeah, that'd be excellent.
Yeah. You could push him around in his wheelchair all weekend.
I could, yeah. I wouldn't. He probably has an automatic one. I heard his wheelchair has been made of gold.
Yeah, that's why you should push it around. I'll give you this thing. You can start scraping pieces of it off into a box. You won't know.
Okay. Get some money, yeah. Maybe we should invite Al Goldstein.
I heard he might be on the way out.
It would only cost you a couple deli sandwiches.
Have you heard anything lately? Because I heard he was really bad.
Yeah, I heard he's just pretty much delusional and doesn't know a whole lot.
Somebody told me that he was in the VA hospital.
What I heard, and I can't confirm or deny it, is I know he was in the VA hospital, but somebody told me they found he has terminal cancer now, too.
Oh, shit.
So,
Pete starts back to...
I heard he was having some memory issues.
You've heard that, too?
Yeah, I heard he had basically, like, it sounded like from the shit that I heard, it sounded like onset Alzheimer's. Like, sometimes he has no clue about anything, and then sometimes he's sharp as a fucking tack. But, I mean, who knows? Like, you figure if you did bring him in for a weekend at Wasteland, if it wasn't one where he wasn't feeling too hot, it'd be a complete waste, even for him.
Yeah, I don't even know if he could travel. But you know, he has that lovely habit of turning on everybody who helps him out, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how about Fred Lincoln? We can invite him.
He lives out in California.
He's a grumpy fucker, though.
He's what?
What?
I heard he's rather the grumpy fucker these days. He's not interested.
He was at Wasteland.
He was pretty grumpy when I saw him. At my first Wasteland, I met him. I said, hey, Fred, seen Last House on the Left more than 100 times. He says, is there something else you can watch on TV, like Rolling Wallpaper? I said, can I buy you a beer? I don't drink. Can I buy you a Coke? Maybe later. It's like, okay.
It's break time, boys. Nice. Break time.
Break time?
Break time.
We're taking a short break. We'll be back.
Do you love me? All personnel, you got it. You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. 42nd Street, Pete.
Sometimes when we're off the air, we get more fucking animated than we're on the air. We have Ed Demko with us, super fan Rob. But we were just talking about that SOPA, S-O-P-A, Stop Online Piracy thing that everybody was fucking going crazy about on the 18th and shit. And,
yeah,
you know, my point is, and my point will always be, and I don't know what the subliminal other shit that was going on about them shutting down the internet and government control of the internet and stuff like that. My whole point is, I need the piracy, the theft of intellectual property to stop. And people come back with, well, they'll give some kid 5 years for downloading a Michael Jackson CD. I'm like, all right, if I walked in a fucking Walmart and shoplifted that CD and get busted, I'm stealing, right? So explain right. to me the difference between me fucking stealing a CD physically and them stealing the fucking things off the net. They're still stealing. Didn't your fucking parents raise you people right?
You're right there, Pete. I mean, I don't think anybody would argue with that. I think the main issue that people are arguing with the SOPA thing is just the fact that, number one, it's going to be the wrong people held accountable for it. Number two, it's total invasion of privacy is what it comes down to. And it, bottom line is, and I think we'd all probably agree on this, the last way to fix anything at this point is to get the government heavily involved in it.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
just the major issue with everything. It's like there's ways around it. But, you know, and also, too, I think part of the problem is, and this isn't, it's kind of sad because the downloading thing kind of hurts the little guy the most. But Hollywood's making money hand over fist. Trust me, they're not hurting. It's the little guy that this shit is hurting. But people, I guess, don't realize that.
Oh, yeah, it's killing me. Well, they think it's a fucking joke, you know? I understand the whole thing. You don't want the government involved in this thing. I truly do. There's got to be a way to do this. But what cracked me up was that all these websites went dark. I laughed my balls off when Craigslist went dark. You were the people that kowtowed to the fucking government and you removed the adult services ad. You did that real quick to save your ass. So don't say you're fucking standing up to the government when you were the first fucking people to back off. Bring back the hose. I missed those ads. They were entertaining.
Hey, you know who is standing up, though, against them is the fucking hackers. The people that shut down the Department of Justice website. The people that shut down the FBI website. I mean, the thing is, and I'll be honest, I'm not even going to lie about this. I don't have my finger completely on the pulse of this. But there's a reason why people are pissed off behind the scenes about the shutting down of these websites. And I'm not talking about the protester websites either. I'm talking about a lot of file-sharing websites. And I don't think it has a lot to do with movies and music. There's something else fucking going on here below the surface, not to be a conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but there's something really strange going on.
No, I know. I agree with you 100%. You can't believe none of what you see, because there's always something, some subtext going on underneath the shit. It's like you have now four Republicans... I know there's more than that, but you're only seeing four that are trying to, you know, get the nomination for president. And each one of these people has as part of their policy, they're going in office, have vowed to stamp out pornography. It's like, we got people sleeping in fucking cars. We got people that are starving. We got no fucking jobs. We're paying almost, you know, you're saying we're going to pay $5 a gallon for gas, and stamping out pornography is your fucking priority? Motherfucker, do it. I urge you to do that, because stamp it out, make it illegal, and I'll fucking clean up, because I'll sit on my fucking stash for the next 5 years and sell it for huge money down the road. So yeah, make it illegal, because honestly, I made more money selling this shit when it was a fucking gray area, when it was semi-illegal. Assholes.
Yep. You mean Ron Paul wants to do that too?
I don't know about Ron Paul. He's not going to get it. They're pushing him to the side. He should get it. He might be able to make something happen, but they're pushing him to the side.
Did Romney want to do it?
Romney? Fuck that guy. Come on, they just found secret bank accounts in the Cayman Island. What more do you need that this guy's a fucking money-grubbing scumbag?
How about Newt?
Yeah, don't even get me started on Santorum either, because I'm from the state where he came from, and that guy's a total fucking scumbag.
He's another one I'm going to stamp out porn. And then, you know something, though? Gingrich actually impressed me the other night, because when that guy opened the debate with that fucking question and he ripped him a new asshole, he said a lot of things that made sense. It is the news media that fucks everything up, because it can make or break a candidate, whether the guy's good or not. So, yeah. Plus, he's another guy who'll stamp out pornography. You know what his slogan should be? Give a hoot, toot newt's root.
Yeah.
Well, the only other thing, what frightens me is he goes, he'll have a place for Sarah Palin in his administration.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. We're
blowing him in the back seat of the car?
Most likely.
Yeah. Come on, I thought we were done with her.
So did I.
Yeah.
Still sticking in the fight.
She's still
for
fucking
whatever hurt. Fucking she's reason. She's
coming back. She's like that.
And there has to be a war of Washington.
Yeah.
Well, Rick Perry dropped out this week.
Jeez. Yeah, well, that's what we need is another gay cowboy in office.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say that. I don't know why.
Yeah. Him and George W. Bush. Yeehaw! I love sniffing them paddles.
You know the two things that come from Texas, don't you?
Steers and queers.
And he don't look like no steer to me.
We just lost all our Texas listeners tonight. Sorry about that. I know cool people in Texas, Gary Kent, my buddy Jeff Sherman, but, you know, some of these other people out there, you know, remember when the place was burning down, you were praying to God, you know, to stop it? Well, the devil was burning it down, because that's what lives down there. That's what happens. More wine.
Yeah. Gary is a good guy, though. I have to mention that on the air. I love Gary. He's one of the best guys out there.
Who, Perry?
Gary. Gary Kent.
Oh, yeah, Gary. I think you said Gary.
Let's vote for Gary for president. What the fuck? I think
he
Gary
was on. We had him on last week.
Well, you got to run for president. What the fuck?
How about Bill Johnson? What guy led him too? He lives in Austin.
Yeah. Hey, that guy in Missouri should get Gary to come in.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, Gary's got some great stuff. I mean, he did the book. The movie just came out. He's great. I love
stories for days.
Oh, yeah. Did you read the book?
No, I want to, though.
You better buy it.
I've been on a book kick lately, too.
Yeah, so have I. That's why I got the Goldstein book. I got, what is it, that new Spaghetti Western book?
Did oh, yeah.
Steal.
The Goldstein book called I, Goldstein? I mean, My Screwed Up Life?
No, the other one out called Beneath Contempt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just started reading. It's pretty good.
Anything about him, I'd read. Anything.
Yeah. That's why I was really pissed off that Eric Danville no-showed me.
Because Christ. Well, no, he was there, remember?
No, he wasn't.
No, oh, the beginning of your panel, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know anybody fucking taped that. And somebody sent it to me. Yeah. I told him about it. I said, dude, I didn't know what to do. And I says, I got to the point where it was like either bust your balls or bury. And I opted for busting your balls.
Yeah.
Because I was legitimately pissed at that whole thing, too.
He needs to make it up and come down another time.
I don't know. I'm not fucking brokering any more of these deals. This is three that I've done that went sour. You know, Nick Phillips, he never even showed up, never told anybody nothing. Then Vanessa gets cold feet and him.
That's not your fault, Pete. You tried.
I know. And it would have been good. You know, they don't seem to get it. It would have been good. They would have made money.
Yeah, like Phillips, the guy who's like a crazy fat alpha?
Yeah.
He would have did good too.
Yeah.
I should try. I don't know. You know, Ken's got this whole thing, once burned, twice shy. Because Kerman did it to him too.
Yeah. Kerman will show up in New York though, or New Jersey.
Because all he's got to do is drive through the tunnel.
Yep.
He's still living in the city.
Well, Kerman's ashamed of Cannibal Holocaust, I heard. He's ashamed of it. But,
ashamed of everything. He's still living in the same fucking apartment he's been living in since the 60s.
Wow. That's great.
Some rent-controlled deal.
Yeah,
whatchamacallit.
He's still a fan of the bottle?
Is what?
He's still a fan of the bottle these days?
I don't know him. I never met him.
That's
I know
I've
he,
heard,
he
yeah.
just basically fucking hates everything he ever did.
Yeah, because he's fucking changed. Yeah. I saw a documentary on him called The Dark Side of Porn. It showed him trying to get a job. He couldn't get a job acting because he was in porn and all that stuff, and it was a sad story, but yeah.
Well, maybe he couldn't get a job in acting because he really ain't that good a fucking actor. I mean, do you watch Cannibal Holocaust to see his thespian talents, or do you watch it for the whole fucking disgusting subplot?
Oh, the disgusting subplot, of course.
Yeah. He's just there. You know, it's like, okay, we need, all the Italian films, they need an American name to, like, legitimize it, they thought back then. That's why, through Christopher George and pieces,
That's how John Saxon in the Cannibal Apocalypse,
Yeah. But don't forget, too, that, like, during that period, a lot of them guys couldn't get work either. So they take anything.
Do you know who one of the best ones out of those guys were, though?
Who's that?
Stacy Keach.
Oh, yeah.
And he was actually a star at the time, too.
I think he did that before he was a star.
And there was two American actors.
What happened?
Hello? Yeah, there was two American actors that starred in Tenebrae. There was John Saxon and another one. I forgot them.
I know who you're talking about. I fucking can't remember. Anthony Franciosa?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
He was in Death Wish 2 as a captain. And
Ed, you're still there? We lose you.
Yeah.
Ed, okay, cool.
Yep.
Yeah. There was a lot of guys. Who was the guy we were just... Oh, fuck. I'd love to get Stacy Keach for a Wasteland show.
That'd be fucking great.
Yeah. Him and Tommy Chong and Up in Smoke reunion.
Yeah.
Because Cheech won't do it unless he probably gets big money or something.
He's still working, man.
Yeah, no. I think you could probably get Tommy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Me and Ken.
I'm so bongs.
Oh fuck yeah! I actually had one of his. I actually was he was at a comedy club 2 weeks before he got arrested in West Orange, and I went to see him, and I was in the front row, and they put me up on stage, and I answered all the questions except the 70s show once because I didn't see it. But when they asked me what I did for a living, I told them I sold porn. I got a big pop from the crowd. So, that worked.
And when he got busted, it was because he sent bongs to, like, an area close to where I live.
Yeah, you had that fucking cunt that was the prosecutor out there.
Yep.
I can't remember his name.
That's what happened to Rob Black, too.
It was the same chick that prosecuted Rob Black.
Yep. And that happened close to the area where I live too.
They were
sending the fucking movies here.
And the guy that John Ashcroft is from Missouri here, Springfield, about 200 miles from me, where the First Assembly of God churches are, and they believe in speaking in tongues and all that stuff.
There's a guy who should die from rectal cancer.
Yep.
Piece of shit.
And I feel bad for you for just having to live there.
Thank you.
Lately, PA, lately Ohio is a paradise compared to some of these other places,
Yeah, we do have a porn store in our town now called Sorellis's, and right when it opened, some lady was protesting it outside. To find out, the lady was an ex. She told everybody she was an ex sex addict. And she got the store more publicity by protesting it, and the owners thanked her for doing it, and they had a sale on Labor Day weekend. Yeah.
Well, that's what I should do. Maybe I should open a porn store around here, and I'll call it the Cum Dumpster. No pretext.
Yeah.
have t-shirts so made up in the dumpster.
I actually had an interesting experience here going to a porn shop recently. First off, it's one that's been there forever, and it's Jason goes every Sunday instead of church. That's where he goes. and I'm dead serious. I swear to God, I'm dead serious about this. But the thing is, I hadn't been there in a long time, but they completely remodeled the whole place, and it seriously is completely sanitized version of a porn store now. And it was so bizarre, just to see the display. It's set up like a fucking Walmart almost. It's not that big, but it's totally this corporate, clean, fucking environment. It was the weirdest experience ever.
There's one in New York like that. I just went in when I was hanging. I had to meet somebody, and I said, I haven't been one of these in a long time. Let me go in. It was the supermarket of smut,
Yeah.
A little squeaky clean.
It's really weird, too, now. The thing is, I don't keep up with the newer shit. Very, very rarely do I keep up with any of it. But I was literally amazed, though, because I came across a section there. It was a huge section where it's nothing but horror movie, parodies.
Yeah.
And dude, these things have impressive big box artwork and shit. I was blown away by this. It was a completely different experience of what I ever remember about going to a porn store. It just totally fucked my mind all up. I don't know if anybody else has encountered this, but
we had this hot girl at work named Kalisha, and she was so hot. When I work at the grocery store, she says, "Oh, my favorite store is Sorrell's, is the porno store." I was like, "Ho ho ho, do you too? All right."
Yeah, chicks are into this shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. But it seems like they're not into the 70s stuff like we're into it. They think it's kind of the hair chest and the Dorito pussy instead of the wax pussy or the Hitler mustache pussy. They like it, I mean, I don't know.
Rob, you're discussing pussy on a family show. What's wrong with you?
What can I do, man? What can I say?
It is the right form, after all.
Yeah. But... Oh, yeah, well, look, that, who's that, that friend of yours, Lori? She's into the 70s stuff, Sharon Mitchell.
Me? Lori?
Yeah, she's on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, she's in all the 70s shit. So is Shauna. That's the way she is, too, man. She don't watch any of the new shit at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody's into the ripped bodies, all that stuff, and man.
Well, that's always been my bone of contention, because these guys don't seem to get it. I mean, porn's going to be popular now because all these people are trying to be workout gym rats and shit and keep up with this stupid shit. But back in the day, if you notice, most of the 70s porn guys were very nondescript, ordinary-looking fucking guys, except for Holmes. So these guys knew that if you could have a hot chick and put her with this guy, and it's like, okay, the guy watching this would develop the faint hope that, okay, he's about as good looking as I am. Maybe I got a shot at getting laid. So that was the fucking fantasy there. These guys don't get it. When Rocco Siffredi comes out all ripped up with a 14-inch fucking cock, you can't fucking compete with that. With the whole psychological thing. That's what it was.
That's why Boogie Nights was not real.
Yeah. Oh, I guess, like I said,
it could only be so real.
Yeah, Holmes was it for a while, but you had recognizable guys, but aside from Gillis, most of them guys were non-threatening. Harry Reams was just looked like a goofy guy, unless you watch Forced Entry, then it'll just change your perception real quick. But
how about Jerry Butler?
He was a non-threatening guy too.
Yeah.
It's only I'd say this whole thing with these muscle guys kicked in towards the late 80s, early 90s, because it was always the same guys for so many years. John Leslie, Randy West, Tom Byron, Peter North, all of them, the same fucking guys year after year. Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, they all had stick.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Everybody had their own gig. Fucking Holmes was the king shit. You had Gillis,
in the 90s,
You know what I mean? They all had their own thing. Tom Byron was like the fucking schoolboy when he first got into it. That was his gig. I mean, he's changed 100 times, but I mean, now everybody's just, you know, people are people. It's all like a meat factory. There's nothing special.
Oh, boring.
Yeah. I'll tell you something, though. For the longest time when I had my video store, Ron Jeremy's name on a box killed a sale. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Killed it by people not renting it?
People didn't like him. That shit, it would start out at $15, go down to 10, and wind up in the 5 3-for-10 bin after a while. He didn't fucking sell
well. What was that, Pete, in the 90s, would you say?
Yeah, might have been, because I'm trying to think when I went out. I'm trying to think when I got fucking hurt. I got hurt in 94. Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, because I was going to say at that point it was probably just couples movies, and obviously if couples are looking for a movie, they're not going to pick up the one with Ron Jeremy in it.
Fat, hairy, smelly fucker, you know? So. Yeah, well, people, I don't know, people, you know, well, even Ginger, she didn't really want to talk about him.
Nope.
Yeah, people either love him or hate him, it seems like.
I don't know.
Probably Seeker likes him.
Yeah, well, good.
Good for her.
Well, that's going to be the Saturday night special at that show. Seeker's going to, like, deep throat his fucking, you know, wart covered cock or whatever.
You never know, Pete. You never know. I just, you know.
She is presenting him after all.
Yeah.
Yep, she's presenting him. That's what it says on the. Go to con-tamination.com and you can see.
I got to think about that show now.
Pete, we're just about out of time, brother.
Oh, we're almost out of time. Well, this has been fun, you know, after my initial tirade of fucking hate and violence. And if it wasn't enough for you, I apologize, but I go reiterate. I said, I'm done with this shit, okay? Let's understand each other. I want nothing to do with it. Unless you've got a fucking paycheck on the table, some kind of contract or a deal, I want nothing to do with it. It's fucking business. I'm not here to make fucking friends. I know who my friends are. You know who your friends are after years of hanging out with them and shit, and I'm with four of them right now, three of them right now, I'm seeing double. So that's the way it's at. So please, leave me the fuck alone. And I want to thank Ed, Superfan Rob, my producer Todd, and I guess until next week, well, I don't know what I'm going to do next week. We're hoping to have the WSU girls back, but until then, keep watching Facebook and we'll let you know. So stay sick.
Bye-bye.
ticket window for a mere $3.50. That's your ticket to an all-night, 24/7 evening at the Grindhouse. You want spaghetti westerns? How about the man with no name? Django. Yeah, they're all in here. How about some bikers like the Hell's Angels, Satan's Slaves, Satan's Sadists? You want some blood and guts? Well, how about H.G. Lewis, Andy Milligan, John Carpenter, George A. Romero, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the Ghastly Ones, Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS? All those hot, horny mistresses guaranteed to dominate your dreams. They're all yours right here in the Grindhouse.
So grab yourself a seat on Saturday.